Fucking stick my little finger in my fucking dick hole.
That thing ain't got no feeling in it!
Beat your dick. Put them fucking bouncing balls.
It's destroying us!
Eat that ass, bitch!
No wonder your behind is bleeding!
How are you with Luke Jobs? Luke Jobs?
Yeah.
Your butt ain't made for that!
Jack that fucker up!
Slap some grease on your behind!
Fuck me!
Everybody in here got something wrong with them, and both of them ugly.
Go ahead.
It takes a screw and a nut! And another screw?
Hey, freaks, it's Tuesday, August 19th, 2014. Coming up on the program today, Cindy Crawford wants me to take out my cock. Plus, ramming your finger up Gary's shitter. Michelle Duggar hates the gays. And the horrors of suffering from banana phobia. All of this was your voicemails today on an extended episode of Distorted View Daily.
Little midget niggers.
Get off my phone!
Shut your goddamn ass up!
Tweak my nipples!
Cut that bitch off!
Get your hand out of your ass!
Fuck!
Shut up! Did you shake it off? Did you shake it off?
At least I'm not gonna die because I'm a careless fairy.
Get off my phone!
All right, hey freaks! Tim Henson with you back for the Tuesday edition of DV. Brand new Sextastic Tuesday story for you. We'll get into that in just a few minutes. I am exhausted. I've finally went back to the gym. This is the first time I've been to the gym since my heart nearly exploded several months ago. I was very afraid. I was scared. So I tried to take it easy today on the elliptical machine. And I don't know if you guys have been to the gym recently, but these newfangled machines have all sorts of technology. You know, when you're using it, it'll measure your heart rate. Now, I don't know how accurate these things are. I'm hoping they're not very accurate, because my heart rate's all over the place. It'll be like at 180 for a while, which I think is like normal if you're a 90-year-old man climbing a mountain, you know, in the Alps or something. And then it drops down to 140, which is like, a normal, like, workout heart rate. And then it spikes back up to like 180 for a while. I don't know. And the thing is, you know, I don't think those machines are particularly accurate, but it's all I'm going on. And so who knows? I really need to get one of the. Do you guys have any recommendations for like fitness trackers? I need a fitness tracker with a heart rate monitor. Isn't Apple supposed to be coming out with some sort of a smartwatch or something that's supposed to have all these great sensors on it? I don't think I can wait for them, though. I need this shit now, man. And I really need to, you know, if you start working out and you start getting in better shape, your heart rate, supposedly, like your resting heart rate drops. And I'm like, everything I'm reading says that my resting heart rate is like in the danger zone for like cardiac arrest. Or like, you know, in the future, I'm going to have congenitive heart failure and shit like that. So, I don't know. I have my doctor's appointment on Thursday. This is stuff I should be bringing up with her first, I guess. All right, so, but you know, I feel great after working out. I didn't drop dead. I took it kind of easy, but, you know, I burned a good 500 calories. Is that good? Probably not. So hopefully tomorrow I'll continue that, and I'll be well on the road to recovery. Can't wait. I'm also thinking about buying a bicycle. Now, I bought a bicycle many years ago, when I most recently returned to Columbus, this last time, which was like, what, 2010, I think? I bought a bike. I was very excited, but I bought it like towards the end of the like fall, and I couldn't really ride it. So I chained it up to my back porch, and then at some point during the winter, I realized, hey, where did my bike go? Someone stole the bike. And the chain. Like, I don't know what the hell happened, but my bike went missing. And I didn't, like, there were months went by and I didn't even realize it. So that tells you how excited I was about the bicycle. Pretty much forgot about it. I don't want to spend a lot of money on a bike, though, because, you know, I'm going to be spending lots of money on heart rate monitors and probably a CPAP machine. But I would like to go biking. It was really weird because I'm pretty sure I chained up the bike to my porch. Half the porch went missing. I think they took a saw to the back porch. Took some of the planks with them. They really wanted that bike. And it was like a used bicycle. Lived in a fucking shithole. Someone stole my dog. Remember that? Willie went missing for a while, several months. And then they saw my bike as well. I hated that area. Marion Village in Columbus. Stay away from it. The other reason I'm tired is because I drove 40 minutes to pick up a fucking futon today. Yeah, I'm still living like a college kid. I don't care. I buy futon. Couches are so expensive, and I need something that it can transform into like a bed if I have guests over or something. And I'm not going to shell out over $1,000 for a sofa sleeper. This is for the family room. My current futon broke. Because I'm too fat, I think. I literally broke the metal backing of the futon. It was an old one. But anyway, so I've been looking at futons. Holy mother of Christ, they're expensive! Like, I thought futons were like $99. No, you can buy couches for less than futons. Like, everyone, I went to this place called Beds and Stuff. It's like a reputable company. Previously, they were Water Beds and Stuff, but no one's buying Water Beds anymore, so they changed their name. And they had a large selection of futon frames. You got to buy the frames and the fucking mattress is separate. It's bonkers. I mean, why do they make everything so complicated? So you buy the frame, and they start at $199, right? And they go up to like $399. So you pick out the frame you want, then you got to pick out the mattress, and you can get like the fucking shitty, crappy mattress for next to nothing. But if you want something that is not going to hurt you when you sit down, right? You're not going to feel the fucking bars at the bottom of the futon. You got to get something that's a little more plush. And that right there is $200-$300. So now you're spending like $500 on a fucking futon. It's like spend the extra $100 or $200 and you can get a full, like a real couch and live like a goddamn adult. And I started looking at couches, because at that point I'm like, okay, well, I'll just buy a couch then if I'm going to be spending this much money. Because, you know, I'm made out of fucking cash now, right? So then I started looking at couches, and I really needed like a sofa sleeper, with like the pull-out bed if I have guests over. This is a world where I've got friends. It's an imaginary world, but I refuse to acknowledge that I'm very, very lonely in life and I don't have any friends that would ever want to come over and stay with me. So I wanted to get a sofa sleeper. Now, some furniture stores sell the same model of couch in regular and sofa sleeper. So you look at it, and it's called a sofa sleeper, but you've really got to add an extra $300 for the company to turn it into a sofa sleeper. So that's misleading. Then other stores sell sofa sleepers, but they don't have mattresses. You've got to buy the mattress separate, and that's like an extra $200. There's always add-ons. In the end, I went to this shitty furniture place called Value City Furniture and found a futon that actually had, like, mattress that had springs on it. So it's like, you know, pretty comfortable and it's relatively inexpensive. Went there this weekend, purchased the goddamn thing, and they said, okay, if you want to pick up your futon, we'll schedule you for Tuesday. You have to drive down to their warehouse facility, which is 40 fucking minutes away from Columbus. Naturally, because no one can ever do their job correctly. I get down there today because they close at 5. I had a drive down there before I started recording the show. They don't have a futon for me. They said, oh, you're scheduled to pick it up on September 11th. I said, fuck you! I had family who died in the towers! Why would I pick September 11th as the date to pick up my futon? I'm busy from dawn to dusk with vigils and shit. Don't you know you're supposed to never forget? Who's buying futons on September 11th? A national day of tragedy and remembrance. I have no idea where they got the date September 11th from. I remember when I was checking out, the guy said, okay, well, you know, you can't come on Monday. We don't have any appointments on Monday for you to pick it up. But how about Tuesday? Is September 11th even a Tuesday? No, it is not. It's a fucking Thursday. That poor guy at Value City Furniture, he got a real earful. Because it's like, anytime I go anywhere and order anything, even from fast food to fucking furniture, no one can ever get anything right. There's either pickles on my hamburger or the wrong date on my scheduled furniture pickup. All right, so what? You know, so I threw, again, a bitch fit on the phone. Oh, what's funny is I called Value City Furniture 3 times today, prior to me going down there for various reasons. I, like, wanted to make sure that the box would fit in my car, so I was calling about dimensions, and she could tell from my phone number what my order was. Because she was like, yeah, it's like 80 inches by... So she knew everything there's to know about this order, because it's up on the computer. And I said, I'm going to pick up my futon now. I just want to make sure it's going to fit. She could have easily said, What? No, you're scheduled for September 11th. Whatever. Everyone fucking sucks at their jobs. This is why my resting heart rate is 90 beats per minute. It's because I'm constantly agitated. So like I said, I threw a bitch fit afterwards and they're delivering the futon to my house for free on Saturday. Squeaky wheel gets a greasing. All right, let's get into sex time. Oh, you know, real quick, Cindy Crawford... whom, I guess she's in hiding now. She's just afraid that her looks are starting to deteriorate, I guess. So she did the wise thing. All models should do this. When they hit, oh, I don't know, 40-something, they should just sort of fade away into obscurity. I think Cindy Crawford just goes home and locks herself into some sort of, like, cryogenic freezer to try to preserve... what's left of her looks. I mean, she looks okay. Yeah, I've got a clip from her. I don't know what the hell she's talking about. Well, she's talking about cock.
My feeling is let's test the cock, and if it needs to be removed, let's remove the cock.
First of all, that's easy for you to say. You never had a cock to begin with. Second of all, what kind of tests are we talking about? And why does the cock have to be removed? What is she talking about here? Well, the answer's not very funny. She's talking about cock. See, cock. You know, C-A-U-L-K. Cock. Not cock. Apparently, some people are concerned about the caulking that was used at Malibu High School. And they're worried that there's hazardous material in the caulk. So a bunch of parents, and I guess Cindy Crawford is one of them, was protesting or demonstrating on school grounds about the caulk. And she spoke to... local media about the cock.
My feeling is let's test the cock, and if it needs to be removed, let's remove the cock.
I think she knew what she was doing. Guys want to hear Cindy Crawford say stuff like, test the cock, touch the cock, feel the cock, right? So she, you know, she said cock quite a bit in that short little statement. I think she knew she was going to get some publicity out of it and raise more awareness about the Malibu High School cock. All right, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. Let's talk about real cock now. Sextastic Tuesday is a dumb bit where I find poorly written, weird, or just disgusting sex stories on the internet. I then read them to you in an attempt to either get you off or creep you out, this being Distorted View. Naturally... I'm most pleased when it creeps you out. So today I've got a great short story here for you. Let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
Today's story is entitled After Work. Gary often did his work in the nude. Who else was going to enter a cabin that wasn't being rented 11 p.m. to 7 a.m.? He always kept the doors locked and his bosses never checked in on him. Perfect for him. He could do whatever he wanted, as long as he got the empty cabins clean by morning. With all but one cabin occupied every night, which meant 8 hours to clean an entire cabin, Gary had a lot of masturbation time. Once in a while, teenagers and women would leave a pair of their panties behind. Gary would be in heaven on those nights, and if he were lucky, they were left because of wetness or sexual contact. Gary would sniff the female panties while jerking off. He'd carry the panties with him, and when their smell went away, Gary would wash them and wear them while he was at his house. And when Gary was feeling extra horny, he'd wear those panties to work and hump the beds he smelled pussy juice on. Ta-da! And 90% of the guys left him cum stains to sniff. Oh, Gary likes both men and women, I guess. All right. On one particular day, Gary had 4 cabins to do, so there wasn't much time for jerking off, except when he had cum in the toilet. Gary was so hard and horny that when he touched himself to take a piss, cum shot from the end of his prick. Fuck, I need to get laid, Gary panted after that orgasm. Gary got to cabin 18 at 6:30 a.m., having walked to the office and all the way back to it. The pulling of the fabric against his cock was almost too much, and the warm morning air didn't help. He knocked on number 18's door and immediately heard moaning sounds. Oops, they're fucking. Maybe I can get a look and come, Gary thought. Just as he moved away from the door, it opened, and a rather good-looking guy stood at the door with his enormous cock in his hand. Come in! I've been waiting all night, the guy said, and pumped his erection twice. It's like shaking hands. All right. Oh, I'm sorry. Had I known, I would have gotten here sooner. That's okay. I kind of had something on my hands anyway. And the guy really started stroking his dick. Get it? On my hands? All right, why don't you come in? As he walked by, Gary chanced it and grabbed the man's cock and started pulling on it. Quite as something you have had on your hands all night. Oh, yes! Pull my cock, the man responded and shut the door. Gary obeyed and kept pulling the man's cock. I'm gonna come, the man yelled out. The man came all over Gary's shirt front. By the way, I'm Steve. Usually you would introduce yourself before you came all over their fucking shirt. Alright, well, by the way, I'm Steve, and you must be Gary. Yes, I am, and I'm also glad you need your bathroom cleaned. By the time we're done, the whole house will need cleaning. I wouldn't mind, so long as you understand I'm bi. Why would you even bother to mention that? You already have cum all over yourself. I think pretty much anything goes at this point. All right, let me fast forward to the actual sex here. If you want me to be your cock whore, I can. Good. I need a whore I can fuck up the ass whenever I want to. Steve spanked Gary's ass as hard as he could. Gary kept quiet. He might even get a master now if Steve wanted him. I'll be right back, Steve whispered in Gary's ear as he reached under the man's body and smacked Gary's cock as hard as he could. Gary moaned in pleasure at the sting. I gotta piss, and what the fuck? I need a good pain session, Gary thought. He then timed himself. He heard Steve's footsteps, and he let it flow. Oh, you dirty little cocksucker pissing on the floor. You are really gonna get a flogging, you bad, bad boy. Steve grabbed Gary by the cock and pulled it so hard it felt as though it was going to be ripped off. Gary had been pushed onto the bed and handcuffed. Gary was surprised that his cock was still hard. He could feel it bobbing in the air. Then he felt something cool at his piss hole, and a couple seconds later, an intense pain coming from the top going down. Then Gary felt something else. He still was unsure what was in his cock. Then he felt his bladder getting fuller. Master, I need to piss again. I know, but you're gonna hold it. Every last drop that I put in, plus your piss. Then he felt a clamp on the end of his dick. His bladder felt like it was on fire. Master, my bladder feels like it's burning. Well, it should, slave. That's what Tabasco sauce does. It burnt. He poured Tabasco sauce in his dick hole. This may be a new one for us, freaks. All right, that's what you get for peeing on Master's carpet. A reverse catheterization. Gary started squirming around and then felt the clip release and the catheter go back in. You're not in enough pain, slave. Steve poured even more Tabasco sauce in, and Gary felt even fuller and felt more burning. Oh, fuck, Master, it hurts! Good. And Steve pulled the catheter out and put the clip back on the tip of Gary's dick. Steve then started licking Gary's asshole, and it partially took away from the pain, but never completely. Yeah, no amount of rimming is going to be able to get the sting of Tabasco out of your cock hole. All right, Steve bit and chewed Gary's asshole. That doesn't feel pleasurable, does it? Chewing an asshole? And stretched it, then put an enema up the pretty little pucker. Uh-oh. Steve put Tabasco sauce in the enema. Immediately, Gary felt the same burning up his shitter. Steve filled Gary's ass up, too. Now, Master is going to go to the bathroom and watch the rest of the movie. Nothing best be on the comforter when I get back. No shit, no Tabasco sauce, and no piss. Gary had the hardest time keeping his asshole closed. The burning made him want to release it, but he clenched his asshole tightly. Good slave. By this time, he was thoroughly enjoying the pain, and his cock was totally limp. Steve got up, got next to the bed, and beat himself off on Gary. Then Gary heard something, or someone else, jerking off. That cum came from the other side. Suddenly, Gary heard more and more guys jerking off, at which point Steve removed Gary's blindfold. Oh, I didn't know he was blindfolded. None of the guys he recognized, so he thanked his lucky stars for that. They must have been in the other room hiding while Steve got Gary started. Now, did you learn your lesson about peeing on carpets?
Yes, Master, I did.
I don't think so. In fact, no one here does. We all think you need it fucked into you. But first, so as to not hurt us, you may empty your pisser and shitter. So they want to fuck them, but they're afraid of the Tabasco sauce, when really, even when you shit out the Tabasco sauce, there's going to be residual Tabasco sauce in there. So here's a question for you. If you had to fuck a guy, and there were a bunch of dudes who were going to fuck him, would you want to be first and risk burning your dick with Tabasco sauce, like the remnants of the Tabasco sauce? Some of it could even get to in your dick hole, right? It'd be very, very painful. Or you could be like number three. You could be like the third guy who fucks Gary. You won't have the Tabasco sauce, but two guys have already used that hole and probably came in his ass. That's a true gun to your head type question. All right, Gary started letting loose the Tabasco sauce mixture out of his asshole, and it pooled on the bed. One of the guys started licking Gary's asshole. Well, someone likes it spicy. Another started licking the guy's ass that was licking Gary's. When the last of the Tabasco sauce had left Gary's ass, one of the guys released the clip on his dick, and Gary started to piss, and that guy started catching what came out in his mouth. The guy who had started eating Gary's ass was now sticking his fingers up it, and the one behind him was doing the same. Steve came from around the other guy and shoved his cock in Gary's face. Gary started hungrily devouring Steve's prick. Come on me, master! Steve pulled out his prick, and the guy sucking Gary's cock joined him. They kissed and both put their dicks into his mouth. Gary blew them both at once and felt his dick being grabbed and then some pain somewhere on it. Then he felt something dry being pushed up his asshole. He tried screaming, but both the cocks just muffled it. And whatever it was, its thickness was two dicks wide. That's not a form of measurement. Like, when I called Value City Furniture, I didn't say, how many dicks long is that futon? I want to make sure it fits in my car. 10? 10 dicks long? Okay, great, thank you. Gary felt so used, he started coming. Steven, the other guy, in his mouth started coming too, and the guy's up his ass. It's just like, it's not very descriptive. I don't know what guy is doing what. One guy's doing, they just call them guys. A guy was up his ass, a guy was fucking him, the other guy was around jerking off his dick, the other guy was sucking off his Tabasco sauce dick. Then another guy came around and licked the pool of Tabasco sauce that Gary shat out of his ass. Then a guy started fingering that guy's ass. It was just like, it's not descriptive enough. Very poorly written. All right, Gary was moaning constantly. And when the guys fucking his ass started coming, he was practically screaming in pleasure. Gary must have passed out because the next thing he knew, his ass hurt worse than ever. That's what happens when you leave Tabasco sauce in your ass. His dick was sore and his hair felt nasty. He was still tied up, but he could feel what was probably dried up cum on his body. They must have emptied their life's worth of cum on him. Steve was, you know what? What's funny is Gary now has to clean up this entire cabin full of shit, piss, Tabasco sauce, cum. All right, they must have emptied their life's worth of cum on him. Steve was lying next to Gary, and he was humping Gary's leg in his sleep. Gary nudged Steve awake, and Steve grinned. If you want, you can come back tomorrow for more. Great, more fucking work. Gonna make another mess out of this cabin. Gary kissed Steve and whispered in his ears, only if it's just you and me. Gary went home, showered, and went back to work. In search of dirty panties to sniff. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news. Nope. Scratch that. That's your Sextastic Tuesday story for August 19th, 2014. Brought to you by our amazing friends at AdamandEve.com. Kids are going back to school. They're going to need folders, paper, pencils, butt plugs, and anal beads. And for those last two items, I urge you all to go to AdamandEve.com for a limited time. Get 50% off just about any item. That's right. It's Adam and Eve's big back-to-school sale. For a limited time, get 50% off just about any item. 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift. You get all of that sent to you free of charge. No shipping charges whatsoever. All you have to do is use coupon code FREAK or coupon code DV at checkout for 50%. Half off just about any item. Adam and Eve has over 20,000 adult products for guys, girls, couples, everyone. They've got sex toys, you know, stuff to stick your dick in, stuff to stuff up your snatch, and of course, movies, necessities like condoms, lube, lingerie, costumes, even underwear for guys. Check it out, adamandeve.com. Use coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout for 50% off. Just about any item, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift, all with free shipping. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fuck up news right now. Big day today. We've got an extended episode of DV. Paying freaks will get 15, 20 minutes of bonus show. Sometimes we even do more. Do like a half hour of extra content. Tomorrow, I will be back with an exclusive show just for paying members. And then on Friday, we're going to do another exclusive program just for Sideshow Freaks. Then, of course, next week, an entire week of programs just for paying members. So if you want to hear those shows, you got to sign up for the Sideshow. Otherwise, you're not going to hear anything for an entire week, which is going to suck. For the most part, there are some sounds you probably won't miss.
Four, three, two, like me singing.
I'll be doing a lot of singing next week. You'd think after doing Distorted View for so many years and trying to sing so often, I would get better. But no, still awful. Sign up for the Sideshow, get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, and video casts. Superfreaksideshow.com. It is very inexpensive. $6.99 a month is all it'll take. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, my old nemesis, Michelle Duggar, is at it again. But before we get into the news story involving Michelle, I thought we'd check in with my video on YouTube. It's been 2 years since I posted the Michelle Duggar miscarriage video, and still getting a lot of comments. Although I've noticed you guys have started to come to my defense. Some recent comments include, you, sir, are the definition of an asshole. Wow. To which someone, I'm guessing a Distorted View listener, responded, it's true. I've seen this man shoot fecal matter at very high speeds. Ron wrote in, at least she didn't bash its goddamn head against the radiator. Jeff writes in, this is too much! I can't believe that someone would do this! And then Tristan responded, what, have 22 kids? Me either. Thank you, Tristan. Rebecca Blackford writes in, you will answer to God Almighty for this. This sickening. Probably this is sickening. Obviously, atheist and doesn't know your Bible. Well, someone doesn't know proper grammar. It's an atheist. All right. And then someone replied to her. He knows it. God kills more people in it than Satan, I guess, in the Bible. Yeah. Stop breeding. What do these breeders do for a living to afford a million kids? Enough is enough. Kat writes in, Michelle Duggar's voice couldn't sound any more brainwashed and out of touch. Oh, finally. Finally, some rational people are coming to my defense here. It's about fucking time. All right. Michelle Duggar is back in the news. Michelle, star of TLC's 19 Kids and Counting, is part... She just can't get to 20, though, can she? She's trying. All right, she's participating in a robocall campaign.
Robo-boots.
A robocall campaign to stop a non-discrimination ordinance in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Now, what these non-discrimination ordinances basically say is, you've got to treat everyone with respect the same way. You can't refuse service... to a gay person or something. Like, if a gay dude goes into a restaurant, you can't refuse to serve him because, you know, he's a little faggy. Here is the robocall. In it, Duggar claims that the ordinance barring discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity in areas of commerce, housing, and employment would endanger the safety of Northwest Arkansas women and children and enable child predators. All right, let's hear this message.
This is Michelle Duggar. I'm calling to inform you of some shocking news that will affect the safety of Northwest Arkansas women and children.
Oh, I am so glad she could take a few minutes away from her busy day, which is comprised of spreading her legs open and just taking load after fucking milky white load of her husband's jizz in the hopes that her last shriveled up rotten egg will accommodate one of Jim Bob Duggar's little Christian swimmers so she can pump out one last goddamn golden TV turd.
Then we'll be able to afford an addition on our house. Praise the Lord. This will ensure our show continues on for a few more seasons. I might even get a special out of it.
The Duggars 20th Cunt Turd Baby Drop Spectacular.
Praise the Lord. Okay, so here she is. I'm sorry.
The Fayetteville City Council is voting on an ordinance this Tuesday night that would allow men, yes, I said men, to use women's and girls' restrooms, locker rooms, showers, sleeping areas, and other areas that are designated for females only. I don't believe the citizens of Fayetteville would want males with past child predator convictions that claim they are female to have a legal right to enter private areas reserved for women and girls. I doubt that Fayetteville parents would stand for a law that would endanger their daughters or allow them to be traumatized by a man joining them in their private space. We should never place the preference of an adult over the safety and innocence of a child.
Fuck children! They don't have any rights!
Parents, who do you want undressed?
I love how they always make this about, like, child predators. As if child predators wouldn't find a way to get to their kids anyway. So I think what she's talking about here is, like, transgender people. So, you know, like, how many tranny pedophiles are there? Is this really a huge issue, Michelle?
Next to your daughter at the public swimming pool's private changing area. I still believe that we are a society that puts women and children first. Women, young ladies, and little girls deserve to use the restroom in any other women's facility in peace and safety.
It's not like the ordinance says, girls, you now have to double up in the stalls. You now get a piss and shit buddy, who may be a tranny. A tranny on the sex offender list. Like, you know, a stall only accommodates one. There's a toilet and then a door. So, you know, it's not like they're going to be waving their dicks in your face or anything. It's ridiculous. All right. So there you go. Is there any more to this? I think she has some closing remarks.
Will you speak up for protecting women and children?
No.
Call 575-8330 and tell the...
I hate her, like, sing-song voice. Not quite like a baby voice, but it's too feminine for a fucking 50-plus-year-old woman.
Fayetteville City Council members and Mayor Jordan to vote no on Ordinance 119.
She sounds like a woman whose husband just beat the fuck out of her. Good little submissive bitch.
The number again is 575-8330.
Right.
For more information, please go to www.freefayetteville.org. Paid for by freefayetteville.org.
Hey, who's watching your children as you're recording this? One of them's probably stuck in the oven at this point. Another one flushed his head down the toilet. Do they have any retarded children? They've got 19 of them. Odds are, one is at least a little dumb. All right, the second story we have for you today. Banane-phobia. It's a real thing. A real dumb thing. You could say Tandy Laughlin doesn't like bananas, but that wouldn't do the situation justice. He doesn't just turn his nose up at the yellow fruit. He's terrified of it. Oh, where's Nannerpuss when you need him? Freak that little fucker out.
It's Nannerpussy!
You can call me Nannerpuss, Nannerpuss. And guess what? I love Nannerpuss. You can call me Nannerpuss, Nannerpuss. And guess what? I love Nannerpuss.
That's Nannerpussy, not Nannerpuss. I'm afraid of Nannerpussy. All right, Laughlin is a bananaphobe. As long as I can remember, those things just have been the worst things on earth, says the 32-year-old, who works in the computer software industry in Houston. Something horrible must have happened to him late at night when he was a child. Doesn't it feel good?
It feels good, but... Hey! Stop! No, why are you doing this?
Gary, I'm sorry, I just thought you wanted to feel really good.
That's sick! And I'm trusting you!
That was an old submission to our Gary in his stepdad contest. Remember that? You took my audio of me being the creepy molester stepfather, and I asked you guys to be the child. Got a lot of great submissions. I can't believe Alex Jones participated in this.
Doesn't it feel good?
It feels so good, but... Hey, stop it! No, why are you doing this?
Gary, I'm sorry, I just thought you wanted to feel really good.
That's sick, and I trusted you.
Here's another entry with an actual child.
Doesn't it feel good?
Hey, stop! Why are you you doing this?
Gary, I'm sorry. I just thought you wanted to feel really good.
Don't you know how to do anything right, you old klutz?
Gary, I'm...
My poor mom.
I'm sorry, I just...
She's never gonna be satisfied with the way you do it, loser.
She's not a victim. She gave it to me pretty good. All right, why are we talking about... This is about banana phobia. Laughlin, who feels nauseous while describing run-ins he's had with bananas... Some angry bananas on the street. Fucking thug bananas. I wonder how he feels about plantains. Laughlin, who feels nauseous while describing run-ins he's had with bananas, is one example of what it's like to live with a food phobia. It's really rare. I've met very few other banana phobes. Each time we do meet, the other person's eyes light up, and we sit there and commiserate for as long as the people around us will permit us to. Experts say food phobia, also known as cybophobia, is an irrational, excessive fear of certain foods. When you don't like a food, you just don't eat it. But when you have a phobia of a food, it actually creates anxiety. That's according to Deanna Jordan, clinical director of New Method Wellness in San Juan Capistrano, California. I don't know if I pronounced that right. Different from eating disorders like anorexia, those who suffer aren't afraid of gaining weight or the effects of food on body image. They're afraid of the food itself. When faced with the prospect of having to eat or even be around it, they'll experience symptoms such as dizziness, excessive sweating, nausea, heart palpitations, shaking, and feeling unable to breathe. No doubt such a reaction can complicate life, from having to design special routes through the grocery store to an uncontrollable gag reflex when confronted with said foods. So where does this phobia come from? Well, often, folks with food phobias are genetically predisposed to be anxious, obsessive, and perfectionistic. Other times, food phobia is traced back to unpleasant childhood memories. Mom forced you to eat the broccoli you never cared for. Now you can't bear to look at it. Some bullies in elementary school shoved a banana up your asshole. Stuff like that. On a more traumatic level, people who have been abused are sometimes unable to tolerate meat. The blood is a trigger. And in some cases, where there was sexual abuse and semen was involved, there's an aversion to dairy products.
Milky.
Ah, creepy grandpa's back. It's been a long time. Among the most feared foods, by the way, mushrooms, cottage cheese, pickles, and broccoli. Quote, sometimes it has to do with texture. There are people who have sensory issues. Adding that this is true from slippery to crunchy to fuzzy foods. Just like they don't like the way the tag feels on their shirt, they don't like the texture of broccoli or even Jell-O. The way it feels in their mouth, it's really uncomfortable, and so they become afraid of it. Final story we have for you today. This is a short one from Montana. William McDaniel found himself in jail when he called police to complain he didn't get sex after paying for a private dance at a strip club. Was this his first time there or something? Law enforcement officials said McDaniels, 53, called police at around 10:30 p.m. on Saturday to report he paid a dancer $350 for a private dance. That does seem a little high, doesn't it? And did not, especially for Montana, and did not get sex in return. Since it's illegal to offer money for sexual favors, police arrested McDaniel instead of the stripper on a misdemeanor charge of soliciting prostitution. McDaniels was released from the jail after posting bond Sunday morning. According to the Montana Correctional Offender Network website, McDaniel has convictions in Deer Lodge County, Jefferson County, and Silver Bow County for felony DUIs and criminal possession of dangerous drugs. Ambien. He's a wild man. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, I love hearing from you guys. 206-666-4463. That is our voicemail line. If you have something to contribute, maybe you have something to add to a news story I talked about or an audio clip. Maybe you've got a you-know-you're-a-freak-when moment. That's when you're, you know, going about your day. You're not listening to Distorted View, right? This is in your normal everyday life. Something happens. Maybe you laugh at something that's inappropriate. Maybe you have an evil thought about a minority. I don't know. Maybe handicapped people are pissing you off and you wish them dead or something. I don't know. Those are all freak moments, I guess. Call into the voicemail line like this person. Now watch. This is going to be an awful voicemail. All right.
Hey, Tim. It's Sideshow member Chris Tompkinson.
holy shit, that Hanson song was amazing. I'm downloading it right now.
You son of a bitch. I know you're mocking me. I'm waiting for it.
Torrent. I'm getting the entire discography. Thank you so much for turning me on to them. This is good stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks. Seriously, this is great. Thanks.
I can tell you're being sarcastic. All right, next up.
Hey, Tim. It's Brendan from New York.
Hello.
I usually don't have a bone to pick with people who call in or just freaks in the DV community in general. But there is a person from the Reddit community called Flaking and Napstish that usually posts many things a day.
Yeah, he posts a lot on the subreddit over there, distortedview.reddit.com.
And it usually drowns out everything else
that
people post on the Reddit. And the things that he posts aren't necessarily DV-worthy or funny. I mean, once in a while, something's good, but mostly...
I try to check the subreddit out frequently because occasionally there is some good stuff that I can use for the show. Right now we have 777 freaks subscribed to that subreddit. We need more. If you ever come across a crazy, distorted, view-worthy link, you just post it right up there, and then you can comment on it. Other freaks can comment on it. It's a great way to find distorted, view-worthy material. But yeah, that guy, what's his name? Flacking Snitch? Something like that? Flacking Nap Stitch? Posts a lot of stuff. A lot. So maybe he can... You know, pare that down a little bit. Use some discretion. Only post the very best for our subreddit. All right. A couple more calls here.
Hello, Timothy. Big fan.
Thank you.
Recently started watching your... Well, not watching. I'm fucking stoned as shit right now.
That's the best way to enjoy Distorted View Daily.
Listening to your show again after a while and... Luckily, I was able to get my girlfriend into it, so...
Oh.
Yeah, not a sideshow member yet.
And got a new lady freak listener.
I'm kind of poor.
Yeah, I understand.
I kind of put the hamper on the thing. I want to give you money.
Thank you.
I just don't have the money.
Wow.
But, yeah, I just want to say good job on the show and everything, man. And, keep on trucking or whatever the fuck.
All right, well, thank you very much for the kind words.
Happy birthday, long-legged Mac Daddy. Oh, shit, I fucked it up. I was supposed to say short penis, Mac Daddy.
Oh.
Whatever. Timmy Boo, happy fucking birthday.
A little late.
And a very sincere happy birthday, too, because I just realized I've been listening to your show for like 10 years now.
Yes.
And I also remember that the first job I ever had was only... to get money in the bank so I can sign up for the sideshow when it launched. I wish I was joking, but I really wasn't looking for a job at the time. So you got me my first and almost only job ever. And
I set you on the right path.
Now, this many years later, I'm penniless and back in school and just as worthless and disgusting a human being as I was in high school.
I tried to set you on the right path.
I think that's something you can celebrate there, Timmy.
Yeah,
so, well. Happy birthday, here's to having more, and oh my god, I think I have a heart attack.
You and me both. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, is it? Oh, God.
Milky, milky.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Plus, tomorrow we've got an exclusive show. If you're non-paying freaks, you got to wait until Thursday until a new episode of Distorted View is posted. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
The world is mourning. They don't realize he's alive. No one understands. But Major Tom sees never like a man. This is my home. I'm coming home.
What is that smell?